Final segment of In Focus here on a Monday morning. We're talking with Ben Jedlicka, the Riley County Game Warden here, as we look ahead to some events that are coming up. And we were talking here during the break. There's a lot going on. We've had a lot on about fishing, but I understand turkey season is coming up too.
It is. And there's three different starts, but the archery turkey season starts April 5th. Youth disables before that, April 1st. And then the regular shotgun is what's used for taking turkeys is April 14th. And those are weekdays. We might be a lot of times an opening day for some things is Saturday, but we are on the path, and it's true for deer season too. Deer season always opens on a Wednesday, and the whole idea is let some landowners, some people that can't be off work, get in the field, and after they harvest a deer, harvest a turkey, well, they're not in the field, so it addresses crowding, and we hope it helps access. That's kind of unique to Kansas. I'm not sure about other states, but that's something that we open on a weekday, and those are all weekdays.
For someone who's not an avid hunter here, what's the thrill of turkey hunting versus some of the other ones? What makes it exciting, maybe, versus the other ones?
Well, the weather's good, usually, and it's a matter. I think it's a little bit like fishing. It's fooling the turkey to come and find you, which in some ways there's something to that. Once you fool the turkey to come find you, and the way they do that, they use a call. It's mating season in the spring, and the big gobblers, the bearded gobblers, are looking for hens, and if a hen is out a little ways, they think by the call, then they work their way over there, and as long as you're sitting still and don't look like a human, well, they'll get real close.
All right. I saw a bunch of turkeys yesterday. I was out and about up by the K-State feedlots, and there was about 10 turkeys. So there were some of them were eating some of the grain over there. And I don't know. Where do you see, like, the prime turkey hunting spots here?
Well,
in
turkeys like to have water, a good water source. And they will move from that. I've always seen deer when it gets really cold or when it gets really hot, that deer move up to the top of the hill. They're getting a breeze. They get hot just like we would, and they find shade and a breeze farther up in elevation. So I suppose when we had Friday morning 1 degree, they might go to lower areas. Now, turkeys do that too? Well, I'm not really sure. But they go between wooded areas and open fields. And a lot of times you say they're picking up grain. Well, they eat a lot of bugs too. They will line up. In fact, after bugs are out, which is kind of more like April, they'll pretty much line up and start feeding on bugs. So there's a perception that they eat a lot of grain, and I'm sure they do eat some, especially when you go to plant a cornfield. But they also clean up a lot of bugs. That's one of their main food sources. And they don't eat quail. But okay, if you want to argue that they eat quail, I don't know how anyone found this out, because if there's little quail, how do they get the turkey in the first place to find out if they ate a quail? I'll never know. The phone might start ringing now. Look out.
All right. Well, as far as some other items on your calendar, what else you got?
Well, there's a cabin cleanup, and that, okay, again, is part of the Riley County Fish and Game Association. It's on a Saturday, the 26th, and if you come out to the art auction and event on Saturday, March 5th, Well, you can find out more dates and find out when the organization meets. But they do have the we call it the old Girl Scout cabin, and they will have a kind of a cleanup work day, which, you know, I said it out loud, a work day on the 26th. It's probably going to be a nice day, and if you want to get together with that group, that's going on the 26th.
All right. Of course, with spring break coming up, good opportunities if the weather's good to get out and get on some of the trails probably as well.
Well, I'm not sure if I should hope for no more snow, because we really need the moisture. It is really dry. Now, that has nothing to do with the lake being down so much, or less to do with the lake being down. And that goes for Milford, too. The lakes are down, and that's on purpose, that this time of year with the ice on. And there's ice on today. That's it's better for the shoreline. It's better for the shoreline if there's ice on to have it down. I do have another calendar thing, and this is kind of like those camps. This is for kids. The kids can learn to sail, and it's the Blue Valley Youth Sailing Foundation. Those camp dates are the second week of June and the second week of July. So those go on weekdays, and it's an opportunity, and you only have to be 7 or 8 years old to participate. They have a few boats, and it's well-supervised, but in a very few days, they have those kids sailing on their own. And they're in the boat themselves, but there's safety. They got a life jacket on, and there's safety personnel ready for them. The water's warmer then. But that's kind of a unique and program that well, if a child 7, 8, 9 years old wants to be on the water, I mean, how can it get better than that?
Absolutely. It's a good opportunity to get out there. And we remind people again that fundraiser this Saturday out at Seco Park, Potter Fall.
And they can call here, get with the phone number for Chris Deegan. The tickets are $15 for adults, $5 for children. And children will go out the door with prizes.
All right, very good. Ben, thanks for coming out. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll have our city officials on. Ron Fear, city manager, and Yusha Reddy from the city commission.